Activists recently held a Zoom meeting to discuss the ongoing effort to regulate the Norlite incinerator in Cahos. The commercial hazardous waste burning operation is in a densely populated urban neighborhood in the Albany County City. Viewers were given a look into the operation of aggregate kiln incinerators, which activists say are regulated less strongly than other hazardous waste incinerators. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck has several concerns about Norlite's Cahos operation.
It has not been a good neighbor in Cahos, and also people need to realize that this air pollution travels long distances beyond the city of Cahos. It hits Troy. The air pollution hits lots of Rensselaer County, southern Vermont, western Massachusetts. This is a regional air pollution threat that really needs health attention and environmental attention.
Dr. Neil Carman is Clean Air Director of the Sierra Club's Lone Star Chapter. He worked for more than a decade at the Odessa office of the Texas Air Control Board, conducting more than 200 annual plant inspections and documenting numerous instances of air pollution law violations and advising on compliance plans.
We stopped a number of the cement kilns in Texas from getting their permits. One thing we did in Texas is we got the state legislature to pass a bill that if you had to be at least a half a mile away from any residence if you didn't have a Record Part B permit to burn hazardous waste. So that killed Lafarge south of Austin and a few others. But, so we were fighting these all over the country and, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Ohio, Michigan, California, New York.
In late November, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill banning the burning of aqueous film-forming foam containing PFAS chemicals in cities designated environmental justice areas. The new law is tailored specifically for Cahos. Like many others who reside at the Saratoga Sites public housing project, Jennifer Malinowski wishes she could move away from under Norlite's shadow. She has a son who suffers from asthma.
We should not have to live with everything that you guys are saying. It's just not fair that we have to live here.
Carmen advised Malinowski and other residents to talk to local HUD officials and health experts.
I think the testing of the children's hair could be a very explosive issue. If you show metals in the children's hair that could be coming from Norlite, that's very powerful evidence.
Over the Christmas holiday weekend, activists shared social media photos purportedly showing contaminants that had settled on snow outside Saratoga sites. Also last week, the Cahos Common Council passed a local law putting a levy on the income received by Norlite for its treatment and disposal of hazardous waste. Cahos Mayor Bill Keeler says the law imposes a 4% assessment on Norlite's gross receipts.
New York State Environmental Conservation Law allows a host community to impose an annual assessment of up to 4% on the gross receipts of any commercial hazardous waste facility located in the municipality.
Keeler says the city continues its scrutiny of Norlite's operations after discovering earlier this year that toxic firefighting foam was being burned in its kiln.
Too many questions about this episode remain unanswered.
The new law goes into effect in 2021. Norlite's first payment would be due in March 2022. Norlite did not comment on the Zoom meeting, but in an email addressed the new tax, pointing out that the company has been in Cahos for 64 years and stating in part, quote, "We intend to be a contributing part of Cahos for the long term. We do believe an assessment would be a transparent and reliable option for the city." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.